It's good that we recognize Jesus' presence right away as we come in meeting and wait before him. We open our souls to him like a flower opens up to the sunshine. And then we can just touch him and worship him. Praise God. Minister, the Lord spoke to him one time because in his meeting, I was told that they never started the meeting without first binding the devil. And he would stand up behind the pulpit and he would pray and he would bind the powers of Satan over that meeting. And then they could enter into worship. And one day the Lord spoke to him, so he says, and asked him, "Why are you worshiping the devil?" And he said, "Lord, what are you talking about? I don't worship the devil. I worship you." He said, "Every time you call attention to the devil, he likes it. And you do that in every meeting. In every meeting, you call attention to the power of the enemy. You need to stop that." And so he said, "Lord, if that's the case, I'll stop that." And so the next meeting, as he sat there on the platform, he began to worship the Lord. But he couldn't get anybody to worship with him. And he praised and he worshiped, and no one really entered in because everybody was waiting for him to bind the devil. And they had no liberty to worship Jesus. They had no liberty to enter in until they acknowledged the devil and bound his power. Then they could go ahead. And he got up and he said, "We're not going to do that anymore. We're going to get our eyes on Jesus right away. And we're going to exalt him and praise him and open our souls to him. And there's nothing that will bind the devil better than that." And so he taught his congregation not to look to the devil or the powers of darkness or to concern themselves with those things, but to get filled with Christ and the light of his presence and the glory of God. And he taught the people how to open up in worship and to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit and to yield themselves to God. Always be ready to worship the Lord and to come into his presence. And that's a lesson that's good for all of us to learn. During the day, we can just touch the Lord. We can come into his presence at work, at school, wherever we're doing. And Jesus is always ready. He's right there. And he's ready to bring us close to himself. I think it was, one of those disciples? Who was it? Nathanael? He was introduced to Jesus. And Jesus said to him, "Nathanael, I saw you sitting under the fig tree." And that amazed him. Jesus was thinking of Nathanael when Nathanael had no thought of him, hadn't even met him yet. But Jesus was thinking of him and waiting to receive him and welcome him. And I often think of that. Jesus is thinking of me right now. You can, any time of the day, you can say, "Jesus is thinking of me right now." And it's true. It's always true. And then you turn your thoughts to him and you say, "Thank you, Jesus, for loving me like that. I worship you." And you'll find that he'll begin to melt your heart and bring you into the sense of his presence. And you say, "Oh, Lord, why did I take so long to come here? Some come close when I had this opportunity all day long, if I would have just turned my attention to you." So let's learn to do that. Let's learn to do it in meeting, first of all. That's the easiest place to learn, when everybody's looking to Jesus and we're here for that same purpose. But then let's take that lesson outside the meeting and remind yourself during the day, "Jesus is thinking of me. How wonderful." And then worship him. You'll see he'll be right there. He's as close as the mention of his name. Just say Jesus, and you're brought into his presence. Praise God. Let's sing about him. That's number 28 in our white book. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, dearest Lord. I think there are very few songs as beautiful as this one. So let's sing it from our heart to his. Number 28 in the white. Thank you. Hallelujah. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your glorious name, O worthy of God. Helpless, O God. Jesus. Praise your name. Let your name be glorified, O Lord. Let your name be worthy. Let your name be glorious. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glorify the name of the Lord. Praise his name. Praise his name. He's worthy to be praised. He is worthy to be praised.
Into the heart of Jesus. Deeper and deeper I go. Seeking to know the reason why he should love me so. Why he should stoop to lift me up from the miry clay. Saving my soul, making me whole. So that's in our red book, 324, Deeper and Deeper. Let's go there.
Amen.
Praise God. Let's be free tonight. God has been good to us today and been very near. Blessed us in the meeting this morning. Came to us so sweetly in the prayer meeting. Throughout the day, just been so near to us. And if there's those that would like to thank him and express their love, feel free to do so. We're family here, right? Sing verse 1 again.
Into the heart of Jesus, deeper and deeper I go, seeking to know the reason why he should thank you.
Seeking you tonight, down in the cottage, down in the village, here in Watch Rock. Oh, we thank you, Jesus, that we together can call upon your name, that we can go deeper into the love of Jesus tonight. Lord, there's so much of you that we need, and so much that we can know and have. And Lord, you're offering yourself to us tonight in your great mercy. Lord, we pray that the children in the cottage and the girls in the village, Lord, and all of the counselors, and we here in Watch Rock, Lord, that you will open our souls and bring into our lives that grace of God, that portion of your Spirit that you'd so desire to minister to us tonight. Lord, you know what we have need of, and we do pray tonight that you will come and supply all our need according to your riches in glory. Let Jesus be glorified tonight, and all that's said and all that's done, every place in this camp, Lord, let Jesus be exalted. Let Jesus draw near and let him show us his glory tonight, Lord. We pray that you will work in such a way that we will know that God himself has come to us, that God has spoken from high heaven, and that God has wrought a miracle in all of our souls. Jesus, we praise you tonight. We consider it a great honor and a privilege to be invited to draw near to God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. There was a young person that came to me today and said that he had a real need in his life. He didn't go into any detail. And he just said, please pray for me in meeting. And so let's do that. We don't have to know any details or even who it is, but the Lord is mindful of that need and able to meet him where he's at. Oh, praise God. Dear Jesus, thank you, Lord. Lord, we pray that you'll come to this brother tonight. We pray that you'll minister to his need. Lord, you know. You know better than he what's going on in his soul, what struggle he may be facing. But Lord, we know that you are victor, and we know, Jesus, that you are able to bring him through, Lord, and to get him on solid ground. Lord, whether it's in his emotion or body, spirit, Lord, whatever it may be, we pray that you'll lay your hand upon him tonight, Jesus, and we pray that you will speak to his heart and give him the light and the help that he's in need of, the release and relief from whatever that burden is weighing upon him. Lord, we plead your precious blood over this life and pray that you will mightily intervene in his behalf. Oh God, just shine upon him and cause all darkness and confusion and trouble to flee at your presence. And we thank you for it, Lord. Commit him fully to you, Lord, and know that you will undertake in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise God.
Nearer still, nearer, close to my heart.
Let's stand together.